I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. After an election, have you ever found yourself scratching your head, wondering why it seems that working people vote for candidates who don't represent their interests? Well, that feeling's nothing new. Back in 1912, Ernest Rebbe of the Industrial Workers of the World created the comic strip character Mr. Block. Mr. Block was drawn with a head that was a big square wooden block. In the comics, he often sides with management against his fellow workers. Mr. Block clings to the notion that if he just works hard enough and plays by the rules, he too can have a slice of the American dream of wealth and power. Yet time and again, his dreams are dashed. For example, in one comic strip, Mr. Block gets laid off from work. In other strips, Mr. Block gets harassed by the police, cheated out of wages, and hurt on the job. Yet through it all, Mr. Block often sticks with management. We might all know some modern-day Mr. Blocks. So, on this day in labor history, the year was 1913, and wobbly organizer and songwriter Joe Hill wrote a song just for them.
Please give me your attention, I'll introduce to you a man that is a credit to our red, white, and blue. His head is made of lumber and solid as a rock. He is a common worker, and his name is Mr. Block. And Block, he thinks he may be president someday. Oh, Mr. Block, you were born by mistake. You take the cake, you make me ache. Go tie a rock on your block and go jump in the lake. I may do that for liberty's sake. Yes, Mr. Block is lucky, found a job by G. The shark got $7.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.